The country farmer is now undone. He knoweth not whether to go or run. Now into a snare he is thus betrayed by marrying with Jillian, the buxom maid. As true as we are in this place, within the term of 2 months' space, she made him a sorrowful, sour face, that Neddy was in a most woeful case. And just in the middle of all the night, she put him in a most fearful fright. Her pitiful groans and sorrowful cries compelled the farmer at length to rise. Then slipping on his shoes and hose, but carelessly putting on his clothes, downstairs in a hurry away he goes, and called her mother, then straight she arose. "Oh, what is the matter, my son?" said she. "You call in a hurry so hastily." "Nay, marry," quoth Ned, "I do not know. Your daughter hath filled my heart with such woe, with woeful groans and dismal cries. My senses all she did surprise, so that at the length I was forced to rise. But what is the matter I cannot devise?" When she had considered of what he said, she posted away and no time delayed. The old woman was in a woeful towse and trotting away to her daughter's house. But coming there she knew full well, as I to you the truth may tell, that Jillian had been too oft at the mill, and that was the cause of her falling ill. "Those millers," quoth she, "are such pampered blades, thus doing they ruin poor harmless maids. I think there is hardly one in 10 that can be reputed right honest men. There is Robin, Ralph, and Lusty Will, all brawny blades of wanton skill, that never maid can go to the mill, but they will be kissing and courting still. But why should we tattle and talk of this? She is not the first that has done amiss. Go fetch the midwife and call the nurse. Come, come, my dear son, it is well, it's no worse. The farmer, he saddled bonny roan, and rid full speed 5 miles alone. Then fighting and sobbing and making moan, he wished he had never forsaken Joan. But after the trouble was o'er and past, a chopping brave boy she enjoyed at last. But Neddy, at this, his stomach it riz to father the brat that was none of his. Said they, "The calf must with the cow, both law and reason doth allow. Therefore, my dear son, be contented now. In time he may come to drive the plough." This being considered, he soon was kind, though he at the first was disturbed in mind. Then putting an end to the whole dispute, he gave his sweet Jillian a kind salute. "To father it he will not fail. Oh, now appears a pleasant gale." When they with the farmers did thus prevail, they drank up full brimmers of nappy ale. The women and he, they were all agreed to christen the bantling now with speed. Then straight for the business they prepare. The names of the gossips I will declare. The one was Edward's cousin Phil, the other jolly bouncing Nell, and Roger the miller of Holton Dell. So this being over, then all was well.